Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Auburn Express. Powered by
the World of Pool.
All aboard the AM departure from platform 334, the Auburn Express. We're running on time and expecting no hiccups. Doing the work, hard work, to bring you the best Auburn sports content you'll find anywhere.
What's up in War Eagle, everybody? It's your guy, Ike Jones. We are back in here talking a little bit of Auburn recruiting today. Now, you know your guy, Ike Jones, doesn't know a blessed thing about Auburn recruiting other than what other people tell me. So, to make sure that we actually have all the information correct, today we are talking to our guy, Caleb Jones, from over at auburnsports.com. Y'all welcome Caleb in. Caleb, how's it going, man? Good to talk to you again, as always. Talking a little Auburn football recruiting. Had an opportunity to have some visits recently to the Plains, a lot of activity. But before we get into some guys who may commit in the future, let's just kind of talk about the class as it stands right now. Where's Auburn right now in, you know, the rankings, and who are the standouts from that group that you like from that has already committed to the Tigers so far?
Right. Yeah. So Auburn's got 9 commits right now in their 2025 class. They're currently ranked number 9 in the country, according to rivals.com. And they've got some guys in that class that I think are going to be really good for Auburn. If they do end up signing with Auburn, because you know how recruiting is, it's constant. You have to stay right on everybody. But right now, I feel like everybody kind of in the class is pretty locked in with Auburn, you know. And one guy that I just keep hearing about that is going to be an absolute stud is Jordan Crawford. He is the defensive tackle out of Birmingham, Alabama. I think this is a guy that you got to hold on to. And I think right now Auburn's in a really good spot just to, you know, hold on to him. This is a guy that keeps coming back to campus, really seems to have bought into Auburn and what Coach Vontrell King Williams is trying to build with this defensive line class. And he's going to be an absolute monster. That's kind of what we keep hearing, is that this guy's really good. I know Tavares Dice is somebody that a lot of people were excited about to land a commitment from him, the offensive lineman out of Fairburn, Georgia, who plays for Langston Hughes. So those couple of guys right now that stick out to me. And of course, Malik Autry, the Opelika defensive lineman, is another big guy that I think is going to be an absolute playmaker at the next level.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that I definitely are, I'm interested in most of the guys in the trenches. I was having this conversation with someone recently, and I think that's been the biggest difference between people point to the skill positions at Auburn, but I think the biggest thing that has been the impediment for Auburn has been the lack of depth and the lack of quality depth, I should say, in the trenches, both offensive and defensive line. So good to see that Coach Hugh Freeze and company are continuing to stock the cupboards with that young talent in those places. And Coach Hugh Freeze has said he's committed to building this team through high school recruiting. Like he wants to supplement it with the transfer portal, but he really wants that for his core talent and the strength of this team to come from the high school recruiting. So doing a really good job of continuing to keep that pipeline going. But speaking of that pipeline, right, we know that the 9 commits that are there right now,
recently, a lot of visits have happened to Auburn, going to have some more coming up this A-Day weekend. Who are the guys that have been visiting recently that Auburn fans should keep an eye on?
Yeah, so there's been an absolute ton. There's been so many visitors this spring, and it's been something good to see for Auburn fans. It's very encouraging. And one thing that I'll note is these aren't just guys that I think, you know, Auburn is trying to get on campus just to have guys on campus. You know what I mean? Just to say, hey, we've got some traffic going. I mean, it seems like every person that walks through the door of the facility, every guy that, you know, is on campus is somebody that Auburn is legitimately interested in and somebody that Auburn wants. And that's a good thing to see if you're an Auburn fan. But I'm running through my list here of the visitors so far this spring. March 16th was a huge day. You had a guy like Roderick Scholl, who's an offensive lineman out of Oklahoma, who you know, made that trip. And if you make that trip from Oklahoma to Auburn, you got to have a little bit of interest. That's not an easy trip.
Right.
Usman Chroma, a running back out of Leesburg, Georgia, is another guy. Just running through here. Eric Winters is a big name to kind of keep an eye on. Linebacker out of Enterprise. He's got Auburn really high on his list. It's like Auburn, Georgia, I think like Miami and Tennessee are the four schools that are kind of separated themselves for him. So he'd be one to probably keep an eye on. Of course, you've got guys like you got the young guys too, man. Anthony Davis is somebody that was on campus as recent as I think it was either Saturday or yesterday. And that's just how it is nowadays. Like sometimes you can't even remember, you know, when they were on campus, because there's a new slate of guys on campus pretty much every day is what it feels like. But Auburn's getting in on the young guys too. But in that 25 class, you know, you had somebody like Martellus Carter Jr., who Rivals has as the number one player in Kentucky. He really liked his visit to Auburn. He's somebody that I'm keeping a close eye on. Guys like Cardae Smith, offensive lineman out of Mobile, Alabama. He's a big time target to watch. Of course, Alvin Henderson, the you know, highly held running back out of Elba, who's Auburn's in a battle right now with a lot of other schools, and well, mostly just, you know, a couple Florida schools like Miami, Florida State, Oregon, Penn State. Decision is coming soon in that one, I think. And Auburn right now seems to be in good standing, but we'll kind of have to we'll see how that plays out. And then a really interesting visit happened on March 23rd. That was Husan Longstreet, 2025 quarterback out of California. He's originally from Louisiana, but he's been out in California for the last several years. And Auburn's in the mix there with, you know, Texas A&M, Oregon, Ole Miss, those kind of schools. And he's got a decision coming up in about a week and a half. He'll announce his commitment on April 14th. And Auburn is expected to be in that race. We'll see how that one plays out. And then more recently, I guess, you know, my laptop just froze, so that's awesome. Oh, there we go. But more recently, you've had, you know, March 28th, you had a bunch of, you know, South Florida guys, specifically receivers. So you had, you know, some receivers, young guys in the 26th class. It is really kind of the focus of that day. And I mean, that's something that, you know, Marcus Davis. That's something Marcus Davis has always done really well at. You know, he's communicating with guys from South Florida. He's got one commit in the 26th class out of South Florida, and Denarius Gray, working on some other guys. And then this past Saturday was a big one for Auburn. They had several guys on campus that are, you know, top dogs in the class. You had Caleb Cunningham, talented wide receiver out of Ackerman, Mississippi. He was on campus this past Saturday. That's going to be a long battle. This is not a decision that's expected anytime soon. This is one that's going to kind of roll into the fall, is kind of what Cunningham is thinking, as far as, you know, when he's going to make a decision, you know, and weigh some things out. He'll take his official visits and things like that. I expect Auburn to get, you know, an official visit. He expects Auburn to get one as well. But that's definitely that would be a huge battle, man. If Auburn could win that one, that would be huge for the Tigers. But other guys in the class that, you know, we're visiting this past Saturday, Travis Smith is another wide receiver target. He's from the Atlanta area, and he's got an official visit locked in, I believe, with Auburn for the summer. Auburn, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, kind of the ones in that race. So you're literally having to go through murderer's row on that one, as I've heard it called, where you're having to go up against, you know, Alabama and Georgia. But if you're Auburn, you look at where this program was 2 years ago.
Right.
And you look at those four schools, you know, just for example, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, and Auburn. 2 years ago, no shot, right?
Right.
It's just, it's in the mix. It's the names out there because, hey, it's Auburn. Auburn has the name. Right. It's got the history. But now you look at those four schools, and Auburn is legitimately in this race. So the staff has,
you've won a couple of those.
Exactly. You've not only won a couple of those, you lost the initial battle, but you won the war when it came down to it.
Yeah.
You know, guys like DeMarcus Riddick, who you flipped from Georgia. You flipped a couple guys from Florida. So Auburn's taking a real step as far as getting back not only in these races, but also winning some of these recruiting battles down the line.
Yeah. Any big names that you're anticipating showing up for the spring game, A-Day game coming up this Saturday?
Man, I tell you what, there have been so many people on campus this spring. It is hard to track who's coming back, who's not. I'm still working on trying to get my list together, but I'd anticipate you're going to see a high number of recruits there, and you're going to see some guys that are going to be really high targets, really high priority guys for Auburn on campus for the spring game.
Awesome. Definitely looking forward to seeing those guys down there on campus. A couple more questions here. You mentioned this name already, and I wanted to go specifically into this just because the recruiting for him has been so all over the place. And with the departure of Cadillac from the program, it seemed like it got even more dicey. Where's your confidence right now on Auburn's ability to land Alvin Henderson?
I'll go about 60-65%. I think Auburn's, you know, the school to beat. Honestly, that's just kind of my opinion right now. The general feeling with me is that this is Auburn's recruitment to lose. And it's not an easy one to hold on to. Alvin is definitely been very open to taking other visits and you know, exploring the options of going out of state. I think a lot of people just assume, oh, he's an Alabama kid. He's going to go to one of the in-state schools, Auburn or Alabama, because,
right,
you know, 10 years ago, that's what happened. If you're an in-state guy, it's, okay, which one are you going to, Alabama or Auburn? But you've got some Florida schools that have really pushed hard for Alvin. Miami and Florida State have made an incredible effort to not only, you know, get him on campus, but to really be in this thing down the stretch. And so the commitment date was kind of originally set for this Friday. That's been pushed back by about a week now, is you know, what I've been told. And, you know, he said on Monday, oh, I'm going to commit today at noon or whatever, as a nice little April Fool's joke, and got some people, you know, me included, I guess, if you want to consider that. Sure, I'll say I got maybe, I don't know, but yeah, it's a long recruiting process. This is a kid who's got a ton of offers, and he's definitely enjoying the recruiting process and making sure that when it comes down to it, he's going to make the best decision for him. One of the things that Alvin really wants to look at is coaching. That's probably the biggest factor for him is how is he going to be developed? And so when it comes down to it, he's got to look at not only the head coach and their success with running backs, but he's looking at the running backs coach, the offensive coordinators, and kind of what their history is as far as developing guys and getting those guys into the league, because that's the ultimate goal, is to get to the National Football League. And so when it comes down to it, he's really going to have to take a look at these coaches and their kind of their resume. And he's going up against some good coaches that have had success at, you know, at high levels. So But right now, if I were to pick a school that, you know, Alvin commits to, I would say Auburn. And I'm about 60-65% on that.
Okay. Cool. Well, last question I got for you here, and this one's a little bit different. A lot of, has been made of the performance last season of the offense and whether or not that would impact the recruiting. It doesn't seem to have so far. But is there something that you think that this Auburn football team needs to be able to do on the field this season that would be able to either hurt or help the efforts in recruiting? Like, does Auburn need to put up a certain number of wins? Is it just showing competency in certain areas? Is the on-the-field product going to be able to have an impact positively or negatively on this recruiting cycle?
You get a lot of kids that say, you know, the outcome of games doesn't necessarily impact their view on a school. But winning definitely does help. I think the biggest thing that can impact your recruiting for this upcoming year, based on what you do in the fall, is just by showing improvement from last season, showing that this staff can bring the guys in and they can develop them, or they can bring the guys that they want in and that they can, you know, do what they wanted to originally, on the field. Right. Mm-hmm. You also are probably going to see a lot of freshmen play, right? That's not a secret. Because they did a really good job in that 24 class. I mean, if you look in that 24 class, really, there's not anybody on that list of commitments that I don't think is going to be able to contribute on the field, right? And so I think you're also going to see, I think this season's a huge opportunity for Auburn, because you can bring all these recruits on these visits and you can look at the offense right there and you can point out, you know, that's four or five freshmen out there, you know, three, four, whatever, getting reps. You know, hey, those two receivers out there, yeah, those are true freshmen, right? That's Perry Thompson, that's Cam Colvin. They're freshmen. You see how we're talking about, we want to build this thing at the high school level? Here we are. You know, you're showing exactly what you're kind of telling these kids in general in this 25 classes. So, you know, we're not just, you know, pulling your leg or anything. Like, when we say we want to build this thing at the high school level, we mean it. And I think if you can go out there and show improvement and show that you are moving in the right direction as a program, you know, you may not win the whole thing. You may not make the college football playoff, but if you can get, right, you know, 7-8 wins or six, even six wins, I don't think this team is going to get six wins. I think this team is going to get a few more than that. I think there's a chance this team could maybe even reach, you know, 8-9 wins. It is Auburn. You never know with Auburn. Right. There's always that chance that they go and they do make the college football playoff, because that's the most Auburn thing ever, is to have a season where, I don't know, let's say you go 3-9, whatever, and you go winless in SEC play, and then the next year you're in the national championship, you know?
Right.
This is just Auburn athletics in general. But I think the biggest thing is going to be show improvement, show what you're already promising to the next class, and show that you're keeping these promises and that you are on the right path. And I think everything we've seen in the spring, I think, is pointing that Auburn is going in the right direction. You know, Peyton Thorne has had a full off season, and they've buffed up the offensive line. They've added some weapons at receiver through the freshmen. And then I think they've got a couple of guys that they brought in through the transfer portal that are going to really fit in and really help out the offense. The defense has got some guys on there that are returning, like Keldrick Falk, Kayan Lee, some young talent. The secondary added some weapons. You're still a little thin on the defensive line. I'd expect Auburn to really target defensive line heading into the spring portal window. But it's like, kind of going back to what I said earlier, just show improvement, show that the plan is in place, and show that the wheels are in motion.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing how this season pans out with all of the talent that Auburn has coming up. Definitely appreciate you keeping us informed on all of the things. Now, I know that was just a glimpse, because you said it's kind of been happening every day, every week. But if people want to get the exhaustive list of all of the things that you have going on to keep them updated with recruiting, where do they need to go in case they don't know already?
Yeah, if you're wondering why I'm not sleeping a ton and you want to know why exactly, you can go over to auburnsports.com. They're going to find a bunch of articles from me, our whole crew over there, B-Matt, Stoltz, Henry Patton, JG. You're going to find a bunch of stories and some recruiting analysis, or, well, not analysis. I'm not much of an analyst, but you're going to find recruiting stories. You're going to find the latest on what's going on in Auburn athletics, football, basketball, softball, baseball, whatever, over on auburnsports.com. And then if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at @CalebJ_Rivals. And I'll post my stories there and some other stuff. And yeah, that's me.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Caleb, as always, definitely appreciate you keeping us updated. We'll be back giving you guys more information. We'll be down there for A-Day. Looking forward to seeing all of the people down there. But if you like this content, make sure that you hit the like button right down there at the bottom of the video with the War Report on social media and TW Report on TikTok. I am out of here until the next time. And as always, War Eagle.